Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Good to be with you this Thursday, December 11th. We have a great celebration going on right now, celebrating the gifts, the blessings that God has given to tell the good news of Jesus Christ on Worldwide KFUO. Now for 90 years, the oldest operating, continuously operating Christian radio station in the country. And one of the ways that we're celebrating that is celebrating the family this week. We've been talking about our own families, the nuclear family, and God's design for that. We've talked about the Holy Family. And this week we're going to talk about the KFUO family, some of the staff here. We're going to share some of our stories on Faith and Family this week. Today and tomorrow, you'll hear from the KFUO staff and some of their stories of being a part of the KFUO staff, and maybe some of their family, their own family stories as well, Christmas memories, things like that. So hope you can join us for those conversations today and tomorrow here on Faith and Family. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website. Go to kfuo.org and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin and the great work that they're doing. Well, to start off our family conversations, joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast Services here at Worldwide KFUO and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good, good. Are you enjoying the 90 days, celebrating 90 years? Are you having fun with all the festivities?
You know, I am. And what cheers my heart is the feedback that we get from a lot of listeners who are enjoying it along with us. And we just got some more reports of that today. So, what a thrill that is to see people discover and get excited about the messenger of good news.
And it's... I've been here about almost a year and a half. January will be a year and a half, and to be a part of that, to be a part of the ministry, the work that God is doing here at Worldwide KFUO to tell that good news of Jesus, and to do it in a way where I get to use my background and my gifts and talents is a joy for me. It's one of those Ephesians 2:10 things, you know, get to use my background in communications, my background as a DCE and family ministry to be a part of this, and I enjoy it. Now, you came to us as a parish pastor with a background in business and marketing as well, correct?
Right.
And tell us about your time here at Worldwide KFUO, being a part of the KFUO family, and what you've enjoyed, what you've learned along the way.
So much. You know, I came without any real communication experience. As a dear little lady at the congregation that I came from said to my wife, I'm really worried about Pastor because... I don't think he's going to be really good on television. So my wife assured her that he's not going to be on TV. He won't do well on there at all. So I think the thing that's probably surprised me more than anything was I had no intention whatsoever to come on the air with any kind of program. And so we started Book Talk early on with the hopes that we would get an underwriter and someone else would host it. And, you know, now I'm a part of three programs, two and a quarter programs. And that surprised me. I don't like to hear myself on the air. I listen to the rest of you, and I just admire and so thankful for the gifts that all of you have of being able to come on live and do such a wonderful job that you do. And I when we're talking about family, Andy, I've always talked and thought of organizations like Worldwide KFUO as a team. And so we do things together as a team. And, the first team effort that we did right off the bat was we tried to come up with, an identity that would kind of describe who we are, what we want to become more of. And that was fun with the team. We still talk about that. We wrestled with it. We refined it to where it is today. Then our first project was His Time. we decided that you know, our kickoff show every day should be important for us, and so we spent a lot of time on that, and that was fun. And to me, that's the most fun and enjoyment that I have is seeing, and you know this, mm-hmm. that our team really, it's never even one person that comes up with the ideas. It's like someone throws something out, and that's never the last thing. It spurs all kinds of really neat creative thinking and constructive criticism. And then what we end up with, we're all like amazed, like going, oh, wow, the Lord did it again with us.
Everybody's a producer here.
Yeah. and so that to me, I think, is some overarching thoughts that I have. And then I think the final thing, and you know, you and I and Craig were talking about that just yesterday at the 2 to 3 o'clock hour, that what a rich heritage to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look at all these wonderful stories and people and the drive that they had to take advantage of the latest technology for the gospel. We're still trying to do that.
It's exciting to be a part of that history. You know what I have been thinking about, and I'm dying to do. I should ask our director of operations about this. Wouldn't it be neat to get to use one of the microphones from our display? I'm sure it would sound totally different. Wouldn't that be exciting to get to bring in one of those microphones from the exhibit out here? I don't know if any of them still work or not, but wouldn't
that be cool to get to
broadcast on the same microphone that some of our
Walter
predecessors
Meyer or someone did, if we could hook it up?
Wouldn't that be
I mean, we've got some of those.
Yeah, they're right outside the studio
in
the case here.
Yeah, we've got quite the collection of them.
I don't know if any of them are still functional or not. I know the quality would certainly be different, but
wouldn't that be neat to, you could actually go have a series of them set up and just talk and move from one to one and hear the difference, because we've come a long ways.
The technology certainly has changed over the years. It certainly sounds different, you know, from starting in that humble little AM radio station. Now it was still AM signal, but things have changed so much over the years, and now the HD radio and on the internet and you know, in stereo on the internet.
I know, and you hear the difference in that sound, and it is light years.
Yeah.
My wife and I have fun doing that in the car, because we can go instantly from listening to AM to HD, and it just two cars, one of them has it and the other one doesn't, and it's just phenomenal, the difference.
Well, I'll have to ask Gary about that, see if we can get one of those microphones out.
That would be a neat project.
We'll probably get shocked trying to use them, but well, with just a little bit of time left, any fond memories with the holidays approaching? What's your favorite memory of the holidays, and your favorite family memory of the holidays? I know you've got a bunch there. We've got a couple minutes here.
I was making sure I wrote it down, and there's three that really stuck out in my mind. One was, I had just gotten to Emmanuel Lutheran in Dearborn, Michigan, and they had a tradition of a candlelight service at midnight. And so I was doing it. The other pastor took off to be with his family, and I was single at the time. And so I think I got done clearing out the church and everything, maybe about 1:30 in the morning. Everybody else had left. It was snowing. And all of a sudden, down the street came this van rushing, and it looked like a scene right out of Back to the Future, you know, where the car's there and up comes the van. Yeah. And they are coming straight for me. And I'm in their headlights, and it was a very a big parking lot. And they're coming full bore right at me, and I'm kind of up against the wall, nowhere to go. And I'm thinking, this isn't good. And out of this van, they slid to a stop right next to me, and out of this van pops out about five young men that, let's just put it this way, their spirits are high, but on the wrong things. And they are asking me and almost demanding money, and they've got a story about where they want to go, and I'm thinking, this is not going to be good for me, this first Christmas Eve here in Dearborn. And so I decided just to be bold, and so I told them, okay, it's Christmas Eve, and I'm gonna give you some money, okay, but before you do, I'm gonna tell you the Christmas story. And I made them line up against this fan, Andy, and five of them, and I gave them the sermon. I did. You know, and it must, I thought it was probably 5-10 minutes, maybe even less than that. And these young men are just startled that I did this. And we're all listening and we're covered in snow. And then they said to me, this is the best Christmas Eve we've ever had. And they're hugging me. And I took them to this gas station. They needed gas. And I didn't give them money. I just actually paid for their gas. And off they went into the snowy night. that one sticks in my mind. Because, you know, to me, that exhibited what I'm all about at Christmas, and to me, what it is to share the good news. And I don't know, you know, the influence that these guys were under, I don't know how much they heard, but they were rejoicing with me in the good news of our Savior's birth. The other one, do we have time?
Sure, one more. Yeah.
Early on in the days of the microwave, they were big, cumbersome. And I bought one for my parents. I was living in Denver, and I had a Triumph, a sports car. And so I had to get this box in, and I wedged it in into my little car, you know, and there it's a two-seater. And probably within a mile to get to my home from the store where I bought it, I got stopped 3 times by the police and said, this is in violation. You can't see, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm just going around the corner up there. So I made it home, and then I had to transport it. I didn't want to chance that on the interstate. I'd go 100 miles to Cheyenne, Wyoming, where my family was, and I was going to give it to my parents. So my brother came, rescued me with a bigger car. And here's the neat story. My dad was alive then, and he didn't like technology. And so when we uncovered it, you know, my mom's like, wow, a microwave. And my dad's like, oh, I hate these things. and so then my mom would say, come on, lighten up. And we caught my dad in the middle wee hours of the morning out playing with this thing.
Of course. You
know, turn the lights on. Here's dad playing with this microwave. And we're like, what? And he goes, I just want to make sure this doesn't hurt your mom, you know, with these microwaves. And then mom would tell me it was one of dad's favorite things in life that I gave him this gift of this first one of these big microwaves. So those kind of stories kind of stick in my mind. The last one, I won't bore you with it, but I love to do opportunity witnessing, pray that God would just give me weird circumstances. And my wife said, you've taught this in church. I've heard all your stories, but I don't think they ever happened because I've never seen you do it. And one Christmas, we boarded a plane in Detroit going to Denver to see my family. And I'm sitting next to this beautiful young lady, and she turns to me midway through the flight and says, don't you just hate this day? And I'm like, no, this is one of my favorite days. And she's bemoaning Jesus. She's Jewish. And so I'm get the chance to share an opportunity to witness. And my wife is just startled that she's seeing this and hearing this firsthand, that God gave me this opportunity to share with this beautiful Jewish lady. All the way to Denver. We had a great, you know, time. So those are three of the memories that really stick in my life, Andy.
Great stories. Well, thank you so much for sharing those with us. We're going to talk with Sidney Kendall up next. Thanks, Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast Services here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Worldwide, KFUO.
Blessed Advent, and we're so great to have you here on His Time and Faith and Family, Andy.
Thank you. We'll hear from Sidney in just a little bit. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The state of Missouri has only one abortion mill left, Planned Parenthood, located in St. Louis. In the past 5 years, this Planned Parenthood has botched 27 abortions so badly they had to call an ambulance to treat likely life-threatening injuries. An inspection of the mill last year revealed rusty surgical tables, suction machines, IV stands, and other equipment. There was thick dust everywhere. They had either none or poor infection control protocols, which could be deadly for women. Drugs were expired or improperly handled. This, my friend, is the reality of legal abortion in the United States. Obviously, Planned Parenthood and the rest of the abortion industry can't be trusted with women's health, the same women they claim to serve and defend the rights of.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. As part of our celebration, celebrating 90 years of telling the good news of Jesus Christ, our theme this week for the 90 days of celebrating 90 years is the family. We've been talking about families all week, and we do that all the time here on Faith and Family. We always have topics pertinent to faithful family life, but part of our celebration right now is talking about families with our KFUO staff. And so today, we're talking with Sydney Kendall, Executive Administrative Assistant here at Worldwide KFUO, and we get to talk a while back. I think it was back in March when we celebrated the anniversary of Faith and Family. And Sydney, it's good to have you back in studio today. Welcome back to Faith and Family.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Thank you to you as well. Blessed Advent, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Blessed Epiphany. I got it all in
there. Got it all in. Good for you.
Now, how long have you been with Worldwide KFUO?
Oh, well, let me see. full time, about 15 years. And then I had been about 5 years part time. Uh-huh. So quite a while.
So 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't
20
seem
years
possible.
You've been with us. Now, I've only been here for about a year and a half of that.
Yeah.
And, You do so many things behind the scenes that help keep everything running smoothly, and part of the staff that keeps the rest of us who are normally on the air in line. So,
well, I do my best, but sometimes I don't do too well.
Well, you help us make sure that our guests feel welcome, and we certainly appreciate that. But you've been at Worldwide KFUO now. You mentioned for 20 years. What are some of the various responsibilities you've served in a number of capacities that time here at Worldwide KFUO? Uh-huh. What are some of the different things, some of the different responsibilities you've had here?
I was an assistant to Tricia Oates, who was Educational Initiatives Manager when I started, and that was part-time. I also covered as receptionist while I did that. Then I moved on to working for the sales manager as his assistant, and eventually moved on to the position I'm in now, which is executive administrative assistant.
So you were involved in a number of different aspects of KFUO, including KFUO FM,
correct.
Classic 99 for a long time. I believe that you said the education initiatives, that was part of Classic 99.
That was part of Classic 99 too. Tricia went to schools and instructed the students in classical music and the instruments that were played in the orchestra, and sometimes I'd go along and help her, but most of the time I was doing the paperwork back at the station. And then, of course, I went on to help the sales manager, and that was a wonderful time and very exciting. Mm-hmm. Sales is a whole different world, and learned quite a lot there.
Now, being here over 20 years, you've gotten to know other members of the staff and really working together with them. You kind of, just like being with a family, you learn things about staff, and you start to interact like family as well. We're, you know, describing us the staff as the KFUO family, and I know you have some fun stories from your time here at KFUO. You shared some of them with
me
beforehand.
A few I can share, yes.
And plenty that you can't. Tell us what are some of your fond memories and some of your, I know some of them are funny stories as well.
Well, one I remember around Christmas, mm-hmm. we were decorating the lobby at the 85 Founders Lane. It was quite a large lobby. The doors to the station were on one side of the lobby, and on the other side was a long hallway with mm-hmm. a phone there if you needed to take a call while you were there in the lobby. And in the middle was the receptionist desk. And so we were all decorating this wonderful, beautiful tree we had, and also hanging greens over the entrance. There were a number of us in the lobby at the time, and usually it was Joni and Johnny Bradford, who used to be our receptionist, who was a wonderful, wonderful friend, and Jenny Williams and I, who were doing the decorating. But we had extra people, including the boss down there.
So it was Joni, Jenny, Johnny, and Sydney.
Sydney. I came following the chase. So at any rate, I was on one side. This was at the time I was a sales assistant. And a phone call came through. The receptionist put it on the hall phone and said, Sydney, you have a call. Oh, okay. And I hurried across the lobby. And just about the time where I got to where the Christmas tree was in front of the studio window, Joni decided that she needed to string out some of the lights. And she threw them across my path. And I went sailing into the receptionist desk, bounced off into some drawers at the side on the far wall. And it was embarrassing, and now it's funny. But we all joked so much that, Joni really wants Sydney's job. So that's one of the memories I have.
She tried to tie you up with Christmas lights, huh?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Her plan didn't work, huh?
Yeah, no, it didn't. But I keep an eye on her every Christmas. Just
so that's why you do most of the decorating now.
Maybe
understand.
A little bit. That and I enjoy decorating.
Yeah, and you've certainly done a fine job. Our offices, our little cube farm over there, our cubicles all look very festive right now.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks to your decorating.
Well, it is teamwork.
That,
it really is.
That
Mary
it
Schmidt
is.
Helped a little bit, mm-hmm. and Joni, and we just...
I love Mary's little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yes, that's cute.
Well, so decorating certainly brings back some memories of working with the KFUO staff. Any other stories that from working with the KFUO staff here?
At Christmas, we would have a luncheon, mm-hmm. potluck lunch. We'd all bring things in. And we loved the different recipes people brought in, including Jenny's rum cake, which was very, very good. And then we would hand out presents to everybody. And the presents were all for women or for men,
uh-huh.
and usually involved either candy or assortment of nuts. So that was always a fun time. A very relaxing time. We are a family, but we are very professional, too,
sure.
in what we do. And the luncheons have always been a time to really relax and share and get to know each other a little bit better. I have been known as Mrs. Claus. And at one time, we had a celebration dinner instead of... the lunch,
uh-huh.
and I dressed up as Mrs. Claus uh-huh. and handed out the gifts. My elf was Joni. She didn't want that job. She just stuck with elf. She didn't want to be Mrs. Claus.
Did she try to tie you up with Christmas lights again?
No, thank goodness. I think it was ribbon that time. Who knows? Well, I've had many, many good memories at KFUO, and mm-hmm. have valued the blessing of being able to work here.
What does it mean to you to get to be a part of the staff that runs a station, the oldest operating, continuous operating Christian radio station, whose focus is to tell the good news of Jesus Christ? What does it mean to you to get to be a part of that?
It means a lot to me. You'd always want to work and have a paycheck,
mm-hmm.
but I also wanted to be involved in something that... was an outreach ministry of some mm-hmm. type. And, of course, that started when I worked with Trisha Oates because it was an outreach to the schools of St. Louis, many inner city schools that needed that little extra breath of fresh air. And then as I went on into sales, it was not quite as satisfying as working on the other end, but...
Well, you're an educator at heart, too.
Yes, I did teach for a number of years. But when I got into the executive position I'm in, an administrative associate position I'm in now, I got to see a more wider view of KFUO. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy to be involved with the church reaching out and spreading the good news to the community.
And that that is seeing some of the things, that the paperwork that you get to deal with, hearing that from you, hearing why it's important to get to be a part of this, and knowing all the things that you get to deal with, the paperwork and the long phone calls to work things out when it comes to I don't know, phone bills, things like that. When it comes to all the sometimes tedious or mundane things that go on behind the scenes, it sounds like you understand and you value even those things that you have to do in order for, you know, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake mm-hmm. of what worldwide KFUO is all about, telling the good news of Jesus.
Well, nothing's mundane. It really isn't if you're serving God mm-hmm. in whatever position you're in. And I believe God plants us where he wants us.
Absolutely.
Right. And it's up to us then to take that opportunity to be a servant.
Use what he has given us, where he has placed us to mm-hmm. be servants. And here we have a great opportunity to partner with those who walk alongside us, with our listeners and partners, underwriters, those who partner with us to help mm-hmm. us tell that good news of Jesus. And if only they could see the stack of papers that goes through your desk every day. All the work that you do. Well, we are truly grateful for all that you do, Sydney, and I am grateful for all of your help, too. And what a lot of folks don't know is Sydney also helps us coordinate some guests for Faith and Family. So when you hear someone on Faith and Family, there's a good chance Sydney helped us get that guest lined up as well. So personally, I'm really grateful for the work that you do here at Worldwide KFUO. Well, that's just one of many things that you do, but truly grateful for that. Well, Sydney, thank you so much for being my guest today on Faith and Family. Sydney Kendall, Executive Administrative Assistant here at Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for coming back and talking with us today.
Thank you, Andy.
Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Exodus, Gods and Kings, debuts Friday. It's about the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. Live Thursday on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Ted Giese respond to your expectations of this film. We'll also continue our series on different names for the Lord's Supper, talking to Pastor Will Whedon about Holy Communion.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
In our 75th year, we are blessed at Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service with all that the Lord has helped us accomplish, and we are especially grateful to the churches and New American Ministries who took part in our anniversary. As we continue the journey, take a minute to learn more about Lutheran's special history of welcoming the sojourner through our celebration video at lirs.org/historyofwelcome.
KFUO celebrates our 90th anniversary. On December 14th, 1924, from a small attic studio in St. Louis, KFUO was heard for the very first time. Our founders used the motto, keeping forward, upward, and onward, to go along with the call letters assigned at the station. And from that day on, KFUO has moved forward through each decade, proclaiming a Christ-centered message. We've moved upward with broadcasting in AM, FM, HD, and satellite syndication of KFUO programs. Worldwide KFUO continues to move onward, using today's technologies including internet streaming, on-demand programs, and podcasting. The mission of that first day is the mission we have today. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Now, through the end of January, join us for fun and memories during this 90-day celebration with a new theme each week, reflecting on our 90 years of ministry. KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Looking for a career with a Fortune 500 organization where you can bring your values to work? Look no further than Thrivent Financial, a faith-based membership financial services organization. helping members be wise with money, and inspiring them to live generously. As a not-for-profit organization, we give back millions of dollars to the causes our members care about. At Thrivent, you'll find a meaningful career, making a difference for others and your community. To learn more about our financial representative opportunities, visit thrivent.com.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We have KFUO staff, KFUO family stories this week, and a nice, warm, cozy studio today full of KFUO family. Well, I think it's cozy. Not everybody thinks it's cozy. Some think it's too hot. Some think it's too cold. But that's what happens when you have family together. It's, you know, 72 degrees. Some people think it's cold. Some people think it's hot. That's what happens with family, right?
Well, joining me, the thermostat.
The battle of thermostat. Joining me in studio, three more KFUO family members here. We've got Mary Schmidt, who puts up with my shenanigans, the desk right next to mine. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
What's your official title other than the person who keeps an eye on me?
I guess my official title would be administrative assistant.
And,
I'm not sure. It's changed a couple of times. I can't remember where I am.
You manage a number of things for us here. You keep our website looking fresh and the content on there. Our Facebook page, maybe someday Twitter. You do a number of things, and also you take care of
I work with donors.
Donors, thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
Help with them if they have questions, mm-hmm. or if they would like to make a donation to the radio station. I'm the person they can get in touch with.
And when a message comes in via the website, via the little app on the website, you usually direct who it goes to as well. So mm-hmm. you're the first one to see those messages that come in that way.
Yep.
Well, it'll be fun to hear some of your stories today, too. I'm looking forward to hearing from Mary. Jenny Williams, another person who puts up with my shenanigans and helps us schedule guests. What's your title? Production? No.
Again, mine has changed a few times, too, so we just get to make them up as we go. Production sounds good. Staff assistant, something like that.
Jenny helps schedule guests for the daily lectionary study on His Time, and from time to time some Faith and Family guests and all kinds of things. And you also schedule what's that other program? Thy Strong Word.
Thy Strong Word.
You schedule guests for that. So basically, you're on the phone with pastors all day long.
All day long. Hopefully, anyway.
The Right Reverend Craig D'Onofrio.
Bless you, my son.
Host of Reformation Rush Hour, The God Whisperers, one of the hosts of Concord Matters.
What morning else? And evening prayers.
Morning and evening prayers. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm also known as the other guy on KFUO besides Andy. That's
And yet another KFUO family member who puts up with my shenanigans.
No, I don't tolerate it.
Fortunately, there's a wall that separates us. They don't have anything to block my access to their cubicles. There's a wall between our cubes.
They have to keep us separate.
Yes.
Otherwise, all sorts of mayhem could happen.
And there's a fax machine between us as well.
That's true. And a copier.
That helps block us as well. Well, let's talk about some of your, let's see, Mary, how long have you been with Worldwide KFUO?
I have been here for 5 years.
5 years.
This is my fifth year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
What month did you start at Worldwide KFUO? Do you remember?
I believe it was in May or June. About 5 years
spring,
ago. So really
early summer.
Five and a half now, I guess.
Very good. Now, in the room, I think the award for the longest goes to Jenny. Jenny, how long have you been with KFUO?
25 years in March.
25 years, mm-hmm. dare wow. I say, a quarter of a century?
You
Thank
dare.
You. Thank you.
25 years. Now, I think there's only one other person. How long? Is there one person who's been here longer?
Probably Joni.
Joni?
Yeah.
She's been here.
She's here like a couple years more than me, 2 or 3 years.
So 25 years, and as you said earlier, you've held several different titles here at Worldwide KFUO. What are some of the things that you've done over the years as your responsibilities here?
Oh, my. how far back would you like me to go?
What was the first thing you did when you started here?
The first thing I did was the receptionist desk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of the receptionists that came after me, I trained them. All except one, I think. Somehow I can't seem to shake that desk. But anyway, it comes with the job. But I have done several different things. I used to work with Issues, et cetera. I did fulfillment for them. I really enjoyed that. I remember a long time ago, we used to do bulk mail downstairs in the basement. And it was huge. Me and Joni used to do those. And that was kind of fun. I learned a lot. I worked with Jean Garten's program, Speaking of Life. I worked with, by the way, the Paul Deventer. I remember when Issues, et cetera, was called Lifelines. So I go back that far. Now I do stuff like you say, I schedule for Thy Strong Word. I schedule those pastors. I remember when that was called the Bible Study. I schedule for the Daily Lectionary with Andy Bates.
I know him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yep. But and if there's any pastors out there listening and I haven't called you yet, you can call me and I will schedule you.
314-996-15.
1515.
1515. Be a guest pastor on the Daily Lectionary.
That's right.
Jenny will eventually get to you. You're working on that, the Lutheran Annual through the whole list of pastors in the LCMS. So, what, 700 something, I think?
I think it's like 7,000, isn't it?
Is it?
7,000.
What's that? Pastors out there?
In the Missouri Synod?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And everybody gets a turn.
I think almost 8,000, actually.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
At least 7,000.
You got to take into account the people that work at the International Center and even retired pastors that are still rostered serving part-time here and there. And there's gajillions of us.
Gajillions.
Right. Gajillions.
So let's see. Craig, you've been here a year and 2 months?
Well, I started at KFUO in 1993.
Oh, that's right.
As a eager young seminarian, and did that for about a year and a half, 2 years, and then off into the wilds of the ministry. And now I've been back for, I think you were here for maybe 4 months before I got here.
Just a few months, yeah.
About a year and 3 months now, 4 months, something like that, I've been here.
Yeah, you came about the time that I was out with the birth of our son, I think. It was right around that same time.
Beginning of September.
He was born.
When I started, yeah.
Yeah, first week of September is when he was born. So brought a whole new meaning to Labor Day in our family.
I'm sure it did.
So we all have been working together now for about a year, a little over a year, and you all have learned to put up with me quite well, and I'm truly grateful for that. And every time I come to you all and say, hey, let's talk on faith and family about, let's share some of your stories. What are some of your favorite stories from working with the staff, the KFUO family here, thinking through the years, some that you can share on the air? Because we don't have any of those that we can't share, right? Mary, I can see that the wheels turning.
Isn't this where the screen kind of goes fuzzy and we have these flashbacks?
The dream sequence?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what I've experienced with my other coworkers in the old building. I would say freezing to death.
Freezing to death? Yeah, the previous building was... the heating and cooling system was something to be desired, huh?
It was an interesting work environment. Never knew if that boiler would work or not.
The temperature seems to be fairly consistent around here until somebody adjusts the thermostat.
That's true.
Why are you looking at me, Andy?
Let's just say there's a big change in the temperature between the morning program, his time, and Reformation rush hour in the afternoon.
Yes, there is.
You can hang meat at that time.
But call screening booth is always nice and cozy.
It's
That's
toasty.
Another thing that you do
toasty
that we forgot, Jenny.
Yeah.
We didn't mention that you screen calls too for our programs, for Thy Strong Word, for Long Gospel. Just mainly those two, right?
Yeah, Law and Gospel, I Strong Word, and whenever else we have something where people call in.
Now, 25 years here at Worldwide KFUO, Jenny, you probably have a wealth of stories. What are some of your, funny stories or fond memories of working with the staff here, the Worldwide KFUO family?
Well, I mean, Nothing really stands out because, it's, like you say, it is like family. and sometimes, I mean, we get mad at each other, but then we love each other just the same. You know, we would never wish anything bad on anybody. But, you know, I think one of the funniest things I remember being here is I tripped and fell one day. And it wasn't here. It was actually at the other studio. And for those of you who haven't been there, there's a great big long window where you can see out into the lobby. And my job was to come in every morning and open up the doors and, you know, invite people, you know, welcome the people, greet people when they came. And I would make coffee. And I would have to get up from my desk, walk around, and go to the coffee maker. And one day, they had gotten me this new desk, and the bottom drawer wouldn't shut. And I guess I got up, and I didn't see that it was slightly open. And somehow, I got up and just began to fly through the air in a superhero.
I was going to say, like an 80s superhero.
Oh my goodness. And I hit the floor in that same pose.
And oh, no.
When I fell so hard that I heard myself say, and I couldn't even get up right away. And when I got up, I looked in the window at the two people who were co-hosting the morning show, and they weren't even paying attention. And I thought, man, I could have died out here. So when they came out, I told them, you guys need to pay more attention. What's going on out here? And he said, why did something happen? And I explained it to him, and he said, was that right around 8 o'clock? I said, yeah, why? And he said, we felt the papers just jump off the desk. I fell really hard. I wasn't even hurt, though. Aww. But I just got coffee and sat back down. So that was pretty funny. But that just goes to show you, you know, things happen in your family. Some people aren't even aware.
Now, that's ironic that you share that story, because I don't know if you heard Sydney's story, but it was a memory that included you and Joni decorating one time. Decorating in the old studios out in the hallway, decorating for Christmas. And apparently a phone call came in and Sydney was going to answer the hallway phone. A call for her came in. She was going to answer the hallway phone, and Joni was decorating with lights and I guess flung the lights down the hall as Sydney, not intentionally, but flung them in the path that Sydney was walking to get to the phone. And so Sydney became tangled in the lights and, yes, kind of fell into the wall and toward the phone, I guess, on her way to answer the phone. So she was all wrapped up in lights. And apparently the story goes that Joni wanted Sydney's job. But it wasn't the case. So, well, I guess that old building was just full of all kinds of work hazards, huh?
Oh,
Christmas lights, desk drawers don't close, people falling. Well, speaking of, I was a little distracted as you were sharing your story. If you look out the window here, the IC staff, General Services, it looks like they're saran wrapping the carpeting in the lobby, preparing for our annual International Center staff festivities. They're covering the, I guess that's where the buffet, the lunch that we have coming up goes. Look, it looks like a giant.
Can you clear that up? Because they're saran wrapping the carpet, but we won't be eating on the floor, right?
Correct. Correct. It looks like, doesn't it look like a giant roll of saran wrap going across the carpet?
It is.
Yeah.
This. What does this say about what they think about us? I mean, we're not able to control our own plates.
I think
no,
so.
No, if you drop protecting something on the floor, you can still eat it.
Hey. That's a nifty little contraption. We have a 15-month at home. That would really be
I was just thinking about that, Andy.
To have this little saran wrapper.
Now, I don't think you should wrap Oscar in that, though.
Craig, what are some of, with just a little over a year, well, and you were here before, too, in the 90s, you said. Any fun stories from your time as part of the KFUO family?
You're asking the ladies this, and I'm thinking about it, and all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank.
Were you ever tangled up in Christmas lights or tripped over a desk drawer or
not
freezing
here.
Cold?
No, not here. Freezing cold just on my way in the building, more or less. But, you know, as the ladies have said, KFUO is a family. And over the last year and few months, it's been really a privilege to get to be part of this family. And like Jenny said, we fight, we bicker with each other, but we also love each other. And in the last year and a few months, I've seen the ups and downs of the place and the crew. And I've just always been impressed with the love, the concern, the compassion that the folks at KFUO have for each other and the kindness that's there also. And so, yeah, whereas, you know, Buzz may drive Gary nuts and Gary may drive me nuts and, you know, all of this in the end.
But I drive you all crazy. So
well,
there you go.
I didn't want to go there. But, but in the end, you know, we all have each other's back and we all really love and respect each other. And it's a great place to work. It's fantastic. And we get to share the gospel.
Right.
Which is, I can't. Don't tell anyone, but I might do this for free. If they stop paying me, I might keep doing it. But, you know.
We get to bear one another's burdens, too. When something's going on in our families, I know just the support that that we had when our son was born and the generosity and the love from the staff and everybody so eager to see our little bundle of joy. When somebody loses a family member, when a family member dies and goes on to be with the Lord, the support that we have from one another and the care and concern we have for one another here. That's a privilege of being part of this staff.
It is. And I always like to add in that I have to get my gripe in also that we are understaffed and we all wear many hats and we're all often stretched to the point of breaking. But, you know, when someone needs a little help, there's always someone here to
sure
help and, you know, lend a hand. And it's a fantastic group of people here.
As I was saying earlier, everybody's a producer. Everybody's involved in some way in every production, every work here at Worldwide KFUO. Now, if I could just get my hands on that saran wrap, that floor saran wrapper, I think that would just make everything all the better. Favorite Christmas stories, family Christmas stories, fond memories of Christmas, whether it's many years past or recent. Any favorite stories or favorite family traditions that you love around Christmas season?
I want to apologize for driving you nuts, Craig. I got you this nice.
Oh, Gary, you brought me a Billy Bass.
I think
you got to turn it on there.
That's for you. You know. I found it in somebody's office, but it's yours. That's my way to apologize for driving you nuts.
How do you make it?
I stole it from Craig's office.
It was here when I got here. Take it out of here. I won't stop.
I don't know where it came from, wink, wink.
I don't know why it's hanging in the office. I think Craig's the one driving us nuts with Billy Bass.
Well, you just never know if it's the bass hanging on the wall that's singing or if it's Craig singing.
You never know. I make a lot of noise.
You know, I have noticed a lot of the staff here at Worldwide KFUO sings, and I can tell who's coming around because I can't see the walls of my cubicle are so high. I can't tell visually who's coming, but I can tell by the sounds that they're making. Who's coming around the corner?
Yeah. Joni has a little do-do-do-do-do thing that she does. And of course, when I'm walking anywhere, I'm either singing a hymn or whistling a Frank Sinatra tune or something. So, you know, it's I wanted to share a Christmas story.
Please
from
do.
When I was probably 8 or 9 years old, there was this huge wrap present. It was about 8 feet long. And of course, being that young, it was may as well have been 50 feet long. And we were just dying to figure out what in the world could this thing be. It was long and thin and you know, so I'm about 8 years old and finally Christmas comes and we get to unwrap it and it's like a big wood flat candy cane. I'm like, what is this? And my dad says, it's a toboggan. And I said, well, what's a toboggan? What do you do with it? And we had a cabin up in the mountains, and we spent so many years, my brothers, my dad, and I, on that toboggan. But just being a little kid, and you see this big wood candy cane, you're like, what in the world is that thing? But we speculated for probably 2 weeks about what it could be, and no one could figure it out. But one of those times when you're a kid where, you know, it's just kind of a magical moment, and it probably sounds really lame to people listening right now.
Were there any trips to the ER associated with the toboggan?
No, there weren't. Huh. But some of those discs, I had a friend who ran into a septic tank, so that's a whole other story. But
fun story, a toboggan. I have fun memories. We didn't call it a toboggan. We didn't have a fancy wooden one. We had a plastic one.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, sledding in the backyard. That was fun.
Yeah.
Good memories. Jenny, Christmas memories, traditions? Anything that comes to mind?
My favorite Christmas, and I know this sounds kind of like I'm making it up, but I didn't. One year, our family had a fire before Thanksgiving, and I was at one school. My sister was at the high school. I was at middle school. My sister was at the high school, and my other sister was at the grade school. And we got so much love from different things. They couldn't fix our house, and we didn't move back in until almost Easter, but we couldn't go home. But I remember all season long, we would walk home from school and wonder, where are we going to go now until our parents can pick us up, because they worked. And all the neighbors would let us come over. We'd go to different neighbors different times. But I remember at Christmas time, because we didn't have anything and the insurance money had not come yet by Christmas, they sat us down and they told us all, you guys are probably not going to get anything for Christmas. So I was good with that, but I was really concerned about my little sister and my little brother. And my little sister, I don't think she was in kindergarten yet, and my brother is developmentally disabled, so they were little kids, you know. So when Christmas came, under the tree for me that day, I remember, I'll never forget, I got a dress and I got a plastic rain scarf. And I was so excited because I didn't think I was getting anything. And we had, it was like we played more games and we had more fun and more food and more people came over than any other time. And we were all at my grandmother's house anyway because we couldn't go home. But it was like the best Christmas I had. And from then on, I always taught my kids, when I had kids, I taught them, be grateful for what you have. Well, and we always give thanks.
The generosity of your neighbors, those who surrounded you in love. What a blessing. Mm-hmm. Mary, with just about 2 minutes left, favorite Christmas memories, favorite stories, family times?
Well, I would say that one of my favorite traditions that my family actually just recently in the last few years developed was the white elephant gift exchange. We decided we're not going to buy, because there were so many people in my family, we're not going to buy gifts for every single person. We'll all go broke doing that. We'll just, you know, throw something that we have that's old, under $10, in a box, wrap it up, throw them in a pile. And you start in at one point in the circle, and they have the option to pick a gift. They'll open it up. And then the person to their right has the option to either steal that gift or pick a new gift. It's actually, I mean, the gifts are really corny and really bad, but it's become one of the most
Do you have
most
a closet full of items that you've received through this gift exchange?
Well, one year I was the lucky winner of a pair of Native American Indian slippers, which I have nothing that goes with it, but my grandma
donates. Are they comfy?
My grandma donates to their organization, and they sent her a gift, and this gift ended up in the white elephant pile, and
I bet they're comfortable.
Very, very comfortable, actually. They're nice.
You should wear them to work. I bet they're very comfortable. You should wear them to work.
My family has taken this up in recent years also, and there's a Thomas Kincaid jigsaw puzzle that has made the rounds for about 5 years now. It keeps coming back.
On my internship in Chicago, the staff at St. John's Lutheran Church and School there in Chicago on the north side had a staff get-together and similar activity. And somebody ended up with a mannequin arm.
Why not?
It floated around for several years. There was a vase or a plant. Yes, it was a rose vase that it was weird. It looked like... looked like a planet or something. It looked like Mars, like a moon. It was like all weird, rocky. Yeah. And it floated around from people to people, too. Traveled around from state to state, too, with a few people. Well, it has been fun talking with you all. Mary Schmidt and Jenny Williams, Craig D'Onofrio, thanks for being my guest today on Faith and Family, sharing your stories about being part of the KFUO family here at Worldwide KFUO. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you for having us on.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
You bet.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. Going to study God's Word with Pastor William Whedon right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.